Well, here we are live again with Paul McKinnon to look at the wooden shovel, which his grandfather made, as every grain trimmer had to do, or to acquire one. And Tom, why don't you describe what you've got in your hands? It's several chunks of wood, actually. So how would you make one?
I don't know. It was before my time, Ernie. But they would get, most of them were made out of birch. And when they started grain trimming, you had to have a shovel to do the work. There was no doubt about it. There's no other way you would get a job if you didn't have a shovel. And as you can see, this one has had some damage to it. And they repaired it. My grandfather repaired it. With this wire, I don't know.
Because it's cracked. It initially was one chunk of birch. Shovel shaped, a D handle at the top. It's what, about
3 feet long?
3 feet long in the from the top of the handle to, because the whole thing is probably closer to 4 feet long, I would think. The handle and so on, and then the shovel itself must be a good 15 inches, I would think. Am I right? And it broke at some point or other into three pieces. There are two cracks in it on the blade. But it's been wired together.
And they carried this, a lot of them at the time, years ago, they would ride the streetcar or the bus to go to work, and they would take the shovel with them.
So I guess the holes were drilled. And the... Is it copper wire?
That's the brass wire.
Or is it brass wire?
I think a lot of them were copper wire. I've seen several others, and they were copper wire.
I guess there would be some concern, too, probably, but if you had to have metal on it, what kind of metal it would be, I suppose. Would brass be less likely to strike a spark, or...?
Probably. I would guess so.
The key thing is, of course, that the outer edges are wood.
And the sides, because they were shoveling and they happened to hit a metal beam because of the spontaneous combustion, that was the reason they used the wood.
Well, it's a beautiful artifact. A fine example of what every grain trimmer, I mean, in a sense, this would be the badge of the trade.
Yeah.
The guy got on the streetcar with his wooden shovel.
Yeah.
People knew immediately
what
grain trimmer.
Where he was going. Yeah, that's right. He was going to load a boat. That's right.
We didn't really talk about garb particularly. We did actually, coveralls and so on and so forth. Was there anything else that... other than the shovel, that would be essential equipment?
No.
Steel-toed boots, coveralls all the way up, hat to shade the eyes on a sunny day.
Yeah, and a lot of them wear goggles, like now loading peas.
Sure.
It's a real problem.
And dust masks you were mentioning.
Oh, yeah. Like
the glasses were, bad eyes were a real problem, because if you didn't have the glasses, then you could wear the mask much more easily.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Glasses are a real nuisance.
I've
experienced them, of course, canvassing in the late fall or in the winter.
Knocking
at a door, and the door opens, and whoosh, out comes this warm air, and you're fogged up.
Yeah.
Instantly fogged up.
Yeah, right.
Okay, well, thanks for that addition to the interview, Tom.
Okay.
And I was flipping, too.